And back to our story on the novel coronavirus. The World Health Organization has announced the outbreak does not yet merit an international public health emergency. Five cities in China have been put on lockdown in a bid to control the spread of the respiratory coronavirus, which has killed 18 people and infected almost 650. Cases have also been reported in Thailand, South Korea, Japan, Taiwan and the United States. David Clark is the Minister of Health and joins us now in the studio. Atamare.
Good morning, Philippa.
So this announcement that it's not yet an international public health emergency, does that change our response in any way?
No, it really doesn't. We are continuing to be alert at the border. We have people there making sure that people have the public health information they need if they have any symptoms, how to get treatment, how to ensure that they're not likely to spread any infection. What it does do, I guess, is give us a little bit more confidence and comfort around the nature of the viral infection. The WHO in their press conference just now have confirmed that it's not highly infectious that there have been no cases of infection outside of China. So they've focused very much on the Chinese situation. They've recommended that the continuing efforts at the border in China the key measure that needs to happen. But of course, they'll support other countries that want to put border measures in place, and we want to do that. We want to make sure that we're doing what we can do. I don't think there's any prizes for being underprepared, so we want to make sure we're absolutely prepared. We make no apology for taking a very cautious approach.
So when you say no infection outside China, so all those cases the World Health Organization has been tracking, people have caught the illness in China and then moved out?
That's correct.
So you have been accused of not doing enough. I mean, the health messages at the airport and officials meeting and keeping in close contact with those overseas. But could more have been done? Could there have been other things that we could have done?
Well, as I say, we've had no cases here, but we have triggered a response very early, in fact, and in line with our very up-to-date pandemic plan. So from the 6th of January, messages have been going out to the sector on the 6th and the 10th. We've been actively managing the situation. As I say, we make no apology about that situation.
Are there any challenges with summertime about getting that message out to primary health, doctors, all those involved in primary health, nurses, anybody who may come across, anybody who's got an infection and slipped through at the airport?
I haven't had any reports of that being difficult. Healthcare continues over the summer, and I do actually want to thank all of the officials involved in this, because they have stepped up very early in the new year, those ones at the Ministry of Health and so on, who might otherwise have been having a summer holiday, but also the doctors and nurses around the country who work anyway through those periods of the year. We're very lucky in New Zealand to have a world-class health system and officials who are and do stand ready to respond. This morning there's a technical advisory group meeting at 9 o'clock. This afternoon the interagency pandemic group will look at whether there are further active surveillance measures we can take at the border that would be appropriate and so on. Those things are going to continue to happen, and the fact that we do have such an up-to-date and comprehensive pandemic plan is the result of a lot of planning for situations just like this.
I mean, the World Health Organization said it is still tracking things and that this situation could still become an international emergency. Can we test yet? Has any testing, arrived in New Zealand that's been developed overseas?
As I understand it, we have been able to ascertain, for example, there was a young Chinese boy that arrived that was unwell, and we've been able to be very clear that it wasn't that virus. Now, I'm not sure whether that was because it was identified as another one or that particular virus, but we do know that the Chinese authorities have been very quick to share the information about the nature of the virus, and so that testing that has confirmed other cases in other countries has come about because the virus's nature is known and understood.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. That was the Health Minister, David Clark.